broadcasting from the Tampa Bay area. This is the Ivan Teller Show. I'm Ivan Teller. Tonight we're going to have a free psychic reading. We're going to go through your calls. Tonight is Super Bowl Sunday, just in case anyone of you missed that. I'm still trying to figure out, you know, the whole deal about guys chasing a ball, how appealing that is. But anyway, that doesn't matter. Tonight we're going to go through your calls, and we missed one call last Friday. Oh yeah, I want to mention the Sunday shows are going to be every other Sunday or not. You can check Blog Talk or IvanTeller.com. It'll be on there. It's going to be sporadic. Usually be every other Sunday unless I got something going on. So Saturdays are off because I need a break. Let's see. We have a... Oh, yeah, I'm going to cut the show. Once you go through all the calls, we don't have any calls. You know, when I run through everything and we got nothing, I'll talk about UFOs for a little bit. And then I'll probably end the show early, so we'll see how things go. So we have plenty of time for who we have online. I have a email question from Susan. She's asking about her... She has a relationship coming up for in the near future. All right, let's see here. I don't know, Susan, if you are listening, unless you called in again, that's fine. If you called in, we can go into more details if you want. That's fine. Let me ground again. I picked up something earlier, but I want to make sure this is all concrete. Okay, Susan, as for relationship, yeah, I picked up a, as for when this is going to happen, I think you're already social somewhat, so I think you have to, what I picked up is you have to get your, some things organized in your life, some situation in your life organized, if that makes any sense. I picked up this male, brown hair, something around his 30s, kind of clean cut, something to do with finance. As for when you're going to meet him, I don't know. It's something on your area that has to be cleared up, if that makes any sense. Something on your end has to be resolved or something like that for him to come through. So I don't know if it's... Anyway, if you want to call in to go through that a little bit more, I'll make, you know, we can do that. Let's see if I can pick up anything else. That's about it for right now. Okay, let's see here. All right, we're going to run through your calls. And area code 313.
Hi, how are you?
Hi,
how are you?
Right.
Hi, how are you?
Happy Sunday.
Yes.
Night.
Happy Sunday to you, too. Yeah. I was wondering, when do you pick up on a guy named Sam around me? And when would I hear from him? Do he have any type of feelings towards me? What is going on? Have I heard from him in a couple of weeks?
May I have your name?
I'm sorry?
You have your name?
Sherelle.
Okay. All right, one second, Sam. All right, one second. I need to ground a little bit.
Okay. Thank you.
May I have permission to read you?
Sure. Yes. Sam. I have more than permission.
Okay, thank you. And you're wondering when you're going to meet him again or if he's going to contact you again?
Yeah, that too. But I was wondering, like, how does he feel about me? Do he even have any type of feelings? Why is he acting like that towards me? Anything you pick up.
Well, I feel he has a lot on his plate right now. He's kind of immature. Does that make any sense?
Yes.
He's into sports. He's basketball. I don't know. It's just, I don't know. He seems kind of distant right now.
Yes, he is.
He's got something else. He calls you when he feels like it.
Basically, yes.
Out of the blue.
Mm-hmm.
He's not much of a friend, it seems like, in that regard.
Yeah.
He thinks more about himself. He's in... how he feels about you. He sees you as a friend, as a, but... He's got... It's not a girl. He just has a lot of things going on that are...
Yeah, he's in a relationship.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what you're
saying. Yeah, he has so many things going on. I don't even see the relationship, but it must be there somewhere. He's got, I'm picking up something on his mind, like, it's almost like a block. I'm not even getting into that. I'm not getting exactly what it is, but there is a lot on his mind. He just calls you when he needs you.
That's great.
Needs your input. You think he's going to, leave his girlfriend for you or something like that? Is that where you're going at? Or
no,
something
I don't,
like
I don't
that?
Think that's going to... No, I don't think that's going to happen. I'm just saying... Huh?
Or just to see if it's a friendship, what kind of friendship it is, or...
Yeah. Do you think we would continue being friends, or do you think,
Yeah.
Right, we would ever... Okay.
But he's not very dedicated. He's kind of scattered. He's kind of... I don't know where he's going right now.
So he won't contact me no more? I'm planning on getting me a new number. And I don't know if I should give it to him or not. If I haven't heard from him in 2 weeks and I go ahead and give him my new number, I don't think he's going to use it.
Yeah, because it feels like he's very selfish. He doesn't really care about your needs, as a friend. I mean, he does in some ways if he has to, but it seems like he has priorities somewhere else, let's put it that way.
Okay.
So, go by your own feelings. I mean, if you haven't heard from him for this long and you contacted him, it's up to you. If you feel bad by not doing it, then might as well, might as well give him your new number, but if you don't have a problem, not giving it to him, then that I would follow that, Just follow your own. Follow your own instincts if that, But yeah, he seems really distant. He's just,
I'd be trying to tell him what type of friend I am and how would it be like without me being in his life. He just don't care.
Yeah.
He don't care.
Yeah.
But I know he needs proper support, and I'd be trying to be there and talk to him everything going to be okay. I send messages everything going to be okay. He just don't care.
Yeah, he's in his own world. It's something that he has to go through. So, if he wanted to talk to you, I imagine he can find a way to find you. I imagine he could, I guess. Okay. If that's possible through your friend network, maybe. But, I wouldn't worry about it too much.
Okay.
Yeah, it's sad.
Can I ask you one more quick question?
Yeah, it's fine.
Okay, I was wondering, what is my strongest gift?
I would say, if that makes sense, being social, being showing compassion for people is definitely, what you call it, customer service. I always want to say the arts, but I don't think that's art.
Because
so.
Some people say I'm intuitive,
right.
Empath.
Yeah, I don't think the Arden's is right, but I always throw that in. Yeah, like, what do you call it? Humanitarian type of person, you know, here to help people, and that's your organization. I think you're organized. I feel that you're organized somewhat better than most people, let's put it that way. You're very vocal about things that you believe in, so.
Mm-hmm.
So I think you'd be good. Yeah. Yeah. That makes any sense.
Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome. Thank you.
That is best for me to just leave him alone, basically.
Yeah. Yeah. Following
that's
your own,
crazy.
Obviously, follow your own instincts, but yeah. I
try to. It's crazy.
I know.
I'm trying to leave him alone.
You don't want to let
him go.
Yeah, you don't want to let him go. I know.
I don't want more of every. I don't want, like, I don't see myself in a relationship with him. That's not what I'm looking for. I just want our friendship to be better.
He's not gonna be much.
I don't want a relationship.
Yeah, and he's not gonna be much of a friend either. Seems
no.
like. No. Unfortunately, but it's the way it is. So okay.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank
right.
you. You're welcome. Have a good night.
Yeah, you too. Thank you. Thanks. Bye bye.
Okay.
Okay, we have area code 561. Whoa.
Hello.
Hello. How are you doing? Have your name and question.
Stacy. I wanted to see what you see coming up for me with regards to career. Please.
All right, 1 second. All right, give me a second to ground. As for career, like when it's going to happen or what you should go into?
Yeah.
You don't know what you should...
Mm-hmm. What's
that? Oh, does accounting sound right? Something with numbers? Something? No. Does that sound right?
Nah.
Was that no? Yeah, give me a second. I don't know. Oh, wait. Forgot one thing. Can I have permission to read you?
Sure. Yes.
Yeah, the guides are kind of okay. That helped. Something with school, how about teaching? No, that doesn't seem right. Something with education. Does that make sense? Maybe not teaching, but maybe in the educational field. You know, working in education. You know, does that make any sense?
Yeah.
No.
Mm-mm.
Hmm?
No.
That doesn't make any sense either. All right, let me tap into it. Yeah, they're not being very vocal at all for some reason. Let's see if I can get in through. I'm not getting anything. You want to run through something that you're interested in that seems But try it that way. I'm not getting anything.
But what do you see in regards to love?
Okay. As for something coming up for you, or something that you're in, or...
Something coming up.
Something coming up. Yeah, your guys are really not giving me any much of anything. Jeez. Let me ask you again. Can I have your permission to read you?
Again? Sure, you can.
Yeah, they're being real strict with you. I can't get through anything. Let me see. All right, give me a second. Let me just keep trying. Not giving me a thing. Nothing. Guess you have a wall around you.
Well, go to someone else and then see. I don't know.
But they didn't see anything either?
No. I said go to someone, take another call, maybe. I don't know.
You want to go on hold and I'll come back to you? You want to do that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's do that. All right, sorry about that. Might be an off night, too. Sorry about that. All right, we'll try that. Okay, area code 856.
Hi, this is Laura.
Hi.
Hi.
Have your question and I have your name now. Can I have your question?
I was wondering if you're picking up anything about when I'll be getting a job next.
Seems to be pretty. I mean, you're looking right now. I mean, it seems to be pretty soon you'll be finding something. We send a couple weeks at least. I'm feeling temp services. Have you tried any of those or anything like that? Temporary?
Well, I do contract work, so, and I have been applying for contracts, but I've also been applying for permanent full-time positions. So you think it's going to be a contract, one of the contracts?
Yeah. I think that'll come first, but I think you should still go for your other. I think I would still keep looking. You know, the contract stuff, something's going to come up very soon for the contract. Take that and then keep looking for something that you're more interested in.
Well, I really want to buy a home and get settled down once and for all.
Mm-hmm.
Are they giving you any idea of where that's going to happen? And is it going to be in New Jersey or would I end up moving farther away out of state?
Yeah, I think it would be in New Jersey. I don't think it's going to be further out of state.
Okay. All right. That's good.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you'd be more comfortable there. That's what it seems. So, okay. All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. Okay. Have area code 951.
Hello.
Whoa. Have your name and question.
Yes, it's Nathaniel.
Hey.
Hi, I talked to you, was it just this week? I don't know if it was yesterday, the day before.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. How's it going?
Pretty good. I wanted to see if you're getting anything for me at all on anything. I don't know if I should ask a question or not.
Give me a question. It'd be easier. That'd be,
Do you see me coming into some money this year, or it's going to be pretty looking for work?
The end of February. I figure you'll be finding something. You should be finding something soon, though. Something should be stirring up very. Something should be coming up very soon for you, at least for a job prospect. But as for getting the money, it'd be, slow. Checks take a while to come through, but I think you'll be finding something very soon, though.
It's great. I just heard of it. They needed a security guard at the Ramada, and I don't know. It's kind of close, but it's for graveyard. But I don't know. You don't see me getting that, do you? Do you have any idea?
Security guard. Yeah, it's very possible. Of course, that thing takes a very long time for them to get through everything. It's very very possible. Let's put it this way. They haven't made a decision yet. Let's put it that way. I would it should be pretty soon where you're going to hear back from them, though.
I actually haven't applied for that job. I just gave someone a call, so I had it in the Harley Davidson place. That place might be more fun to work at Harley Davidson. No motorcycles, but do you feel anything with that job, or?
Have you already applied there?
Yes, I've applied, and I had an interview, and they seemed to like
me. That's right. You mentioned that. That's right. The feeling that I get from them is that they're already overstaffed. So I don't think it's going to be very likely, but you never know. But it doesn't look very likely right now.
I called back, and somebody said something about, I am the president of the sales team, so there's so many salespeople, they want to interview people, I thought it was going to be more of a, easy one to get, but if they got too many salespeople already, they got to figure out who's selling motorcycles and who's not, so.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot.
Okay. All right, thanks. Yeah, thanks for calling. Yeah, feel free to call back. Okay, thank you, bye. Okay, area code 337. You're on the line. You're on the phone, something like that. You're live.
Hi, my name is Erica, first-time caller.
Whoa. You have your question?
Just kind of curious as to what's coming up to me. Up for me, really, I'm open to know anything about any areas, love, money, what career field will I move to. I don't know if this will be later this year or next year. I'm recovering from a work injury. I'm off on medical leave, so I'm thinking about just doing something entirely. And I welcome the opportunity of, having someone in my life as well, so.
What's your, give me your most, the one that you want the most, which question you want the answer to the most? Let's try that one.
Do I have any, what most people do, they got any love coming up for pretty soon? My name is Erica.
Erica. May I have permission to read you? I need permission. Mm-hmm. Just, may I have permission to read you? I need to.
Yes, certainly.
Okay, Erica. Love. You said for love, right? That not anytime soon, because you have to get through what you're going through right now. I feel in a couple months you'll get back on your feet, get everything, get your head straight and everything. And I'm not sure if if I'm not sure if this is right, but like a, I don't know if you go to church or anything like that. Oh, go ahead. What was that? What was that?
I'm just telling you, just read whatever it says. We never know how it's going
to. I don't know if you go to church at all. Or
no,
some kind
not
of,
exactly.
Or some kind of service or something around those lines or some kind of,
would it be a crowd, a concert or something?
Yeah,
like that?
Something like that. Let's put it that way.
Or
yeah.
A gathering?
Some kind of gathering. Let's put it that way. Something like that where, you know, something like a ritual, something that goes on. Maybe, I'm not seeing music. It might be music. Okay. It might be some kind of social. Let's put it this way: some kind of social event, not necessarily music. It could be a meetup or something around those lines. If you're in a couple months, you'd be going to something unexpected. You will go to something, and that's when you'll meet, you know, like-minded people, and you'll find someone around. I feel around your age that will be entertaining, let's put it that way, that you'll, not to say it would
yeah,
be a
life
mate. Yeah,
it has to be entertaining, huh?
Yeah, it has to be somebody that sparks your interest. So, yeah, be a couple of months, though. You have to get your situation organized. And then some kind of social event. It's going to be something outdoors.
Yeah, that's the best way to put it.
Something outdoors. Yeah, I said church because I don't know why. But anyway.
Oh, it'll be a little warmer then.
Yeah, it'd be something outdoors, something green grass. It might be, who knows, like arts and crafts thing or something. It's something outdoors. It'd
wow,
be something.
Okay. I'll have to look into that. It'll be
unexpected, let's put it that way. It's not something you're going to be planning on. It's like, oh, let's go to this, and then something will happen. But, you know, that's going to be a
like
while.
Like pop in last minute, yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, so.
Because I'm hardly a last-minute person, so yes.
Yeah.
It's unexpected. So. It has to be last minute.
Yeah, yeah. It's not going to be something you're going to be planning or anything like that. It's just something, oh, let's check this out. This looks interesting or something like, or a friend might mention it or something around those lines. So whatever it is, it'll be good for you to get out. So that should be about
it.
Yeah.
Okay, is that the only question I can ask?
Yeah, you got another one? Yeah, real quick.
Okay.
You got a quick one? Or?
Yeah, it was about what area, career field. I'm coming out of accounting, so I'm thinking if there's something better, that I'll do better with my skill, my time. You know what I mean? Better spent, you know, than having to deal with numbers and computers and all the stress of government work. So I'm wondering if you really kind of want to be true to yourself as to what you're really supposed to be here and doing. So sometimes that's hard to figure out. So if, I don't know if you can help me figure that out or just kind of lean me there, that would help.
I don't know if this makes any sense. The first thing that came to mind was, what was that? Children, something to do with children. Does that make any sense? No. Either?
No, not entirely, no.
No, nothing.
I used to teach, but I don't think I'll go back and doing that unless it's a bit different aspect or something. I don't know. You never know.
Yeah, I'm getting, I don't know, this might make any sense right now, but later on maybe it will, like younger ones, younger children, maybe something around those lines, maybe not necessarily involved with them, but maybe involved with a job that has to do with kids, but maybe not interacting with them or something like that. You know, there might be something around those lines. That makes
opportunity range. Okay.
Yeah. It's hard to say. But.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Okay. Okay. All right. Thank you.
You have a good evening.
Yeah, you too. Thanks. Bye-bye. Okay. Area code 818.
Yes, thank you for taking my call.
Yeah, thank you. Give your name and your question.
Yes, my name is Suzanne.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, my question is very unusual, one thing that I don't like even asking about, okay? So, do you believe that the black magic, such as jinx, hex, curse, do they exist? And
more importantly,
do they work?
Yeah, it depends on who does it, yes. Depends on the... You still hear me? Yeah.
Okay, so the reason that I'm asking you is this, that for decades and decades, my life is a total mess as hell, mm-hmm. you would say. Mm-hmm. And so is the life of my only child, my son. However, in some areas, he has a little success, a little good luck, but not for me, nothing. Whatever I try, whatever I think, whatever I plan, nothing will happen. And I'm very artistic, very talented. I've been trying to start my own jewelry business because I'm making extremely beautiful jewelry pieces. So if I would start that, I would become financially independent. However, whatever I did for over 9+ years, it is not happening. So to cut this short, do you see that there is any curse on me or on my son?
No, I don't think so. No. Let's see. I mean, you can go to a metaphysical, like a metaphysical church, or it's not a church, metaphysical, I guess they call them churches, metaphysical church, and talk to someone there, see if they can, you know, have you treated by someone that can look into something like, you know, to give you the, you know, to cleanse you. Another way of cleansing is sea salt. You can bathe in sea salt. That's one way to cleanse any negativity that's around you, you and your son.
Well, sir, I'm extremely spiritual.
Yeah.
Not a new agey. I'm extremely spiritual, done a lots of research and studying, so I could even teach a class, and I've done a lot of cleansing, different types of cleansing, affirmations, prayers, this and that, you name it. And then I wait. The years are passing by. Nothing is happening. So do you need that I need a professional help?
No, I don't think so.
At least, do you see that I will start my jewelry business?
Yes, but you got to take it. It's going to. I'm getting. You got to take it slow, but yes, I think so. And the economy is not exactly doing great right now, but yes, I think it will. That will. You have to sell it in the right areas. Yes, I think that will go. That will work for you.
I'm meeting with a lot of people again. I'm sorry. Do you see approximate times, like within a month, 3 months?
It all depends on how soon you want to get. Are you already selling it right now?
No, I wasn't selling. I need to get the right person because these are stuff that I cannot sell just to everybody. They are extremely, extremely beautiful, and I should get the right people for this.
Let's see. Yeah, I think once you start it, I think it'll be very soon when you'll make a sale, let's put it that way. As long as you're connected with the right people, yeah. What you're planning, I think it will. It'll slowly happen, but yeah, I think you're on the right track, definitely. I think, you know what you're doing, so you're, yeah, I think your luck's about to change, let's put it that way. So, remember when you feel like nothing's happening for you, that's what we call a desert period. So, When you're in the desert, nothing happens.
As I'm telling you.
Yeah. Well, no, it happens for decades. I mean, it can. I've been through them. I know exactly what you're going through.
Okay. The last question, please.
Yeah.
I'll let you have other people talking.
Yeah.
Do you think that I should move because I live in L.A.?
No, I think you're fine. I think you're fine right now, unless you feel like
okay.
you need to move. I think you're fine where you are.
Okay.
I don't think you're cursed or anything. It's just, you know, we all feel like we're cursed. But if you feel like you need to be cleansed, I think you should find, you know, I know you're not into metaphysical science, but you can look into metaphysical science, and there's metaphysical stores, and they have people there that can actually read you and tell you, you know, they're like medical intuitives, and they can tell you what can make you feel better, you know, like light a certain kind of candle or
believe
something.
Me, sir, I've done everything.
You've done that? Oh, okay.
Yeah, so many things. And after then, I wait and wait. Anyway, thank you so very much.
Okay.
Peace and light, my brother.
Yep. Good luck. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay, area code 541.
Hi.
Oh, hi. You have your name and question.
My name is Anna, and I'm wondering what you can pick up on my creative endeavors. I have a whole bunch of projects that I'm kind of working on a astral level, perhaps, on a mental level, and I'm wondering what you see with them.
That's really going to sell, or what you're going to do with them, or what...
Yeah, there's several different... Some are artsy, some are more inventions, some are ideas that will help people. Where do you see this going?
I feel like you haven't gotten in contact with the right people. Does that make any sense? You know,
yeah.
To help you, to help you get out there. Like art shows or something like that. I feel in a couple months something will happen. But you're already looking, right, for people to get contacted with to show your stuff to.
Yeah, I just don't know which. There's one company that I've been talking to about the invention part of it. And I'm not sure if they're the right person, the right group to work with or another. And then I have art. I'm a photographer as well, and that can go in many directions.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not sure where to go with it.
Let's see here. Photography, definitely. Like art photography. That's what you're...
Mm-hmm.
Art photography.
Well, yeah, I take pictures of many different things, and they're just very soothing, very spiritual, oriented, and yeah.
I think in a couple months you'll find somebody to get, like a gallery or somebody you'll get involved with. You just gotta. God. Sometimes you just can't do anything. You have to just sort of wait for an opportunity. One thing I'm getting is like in a couple months you're going to find something to find either you're going to find it on your own to put yourself out there. I think it's going to be more of a an art gallery type of. I mean, you can contact galleries, do something like that. And the more you contact, the more your name gets out there. I think that's the way to go with art galleries. Not that shows, art shows maybe. I think galleries will have more success with, but it's going to take a while.
Mm-hmm. And what about online?
Online. Yeah, I think. online is so saturated right now with online's good. Something with the galleries are gonna, I think that's gonna work better for you for some reason. That's gonna, I would say that's gonna to ignite everything. Online, I'm getting mixed messages from online. I think something like a gallery in your area or a gallery somewhere is going, yeah, if you are, a gallery is probably the best place for your stuff. Yeah, don't sell yourself too short if you do it at a festival or something, you know, like a craft show or something like that, or you know, an art show. Actually, an art show would be good, but something with a gallery, I think, will work good for you. You just have to connect to the right people. So I'll just send your resumes out, send your stuff out to everybody, and eventually somebody will get contact with you. So that's the way.
Mm-hmm. And what about my invention? Do you see that going in the right direction into a place that fruitions?
What is it invention of? Or you don't have to give me too much detail.
Well, some of it is medical assistive devices, and some of it is just kind of whimsical things to help parents and children. Thanks.
Let's see, inventions. That one's going to take a little bit of time. Yeah, there are networks for stuff like that. Yeah, online is definitely right for that. It's like, what do they call them? Like venture capitalists or something like that. I don't know if that's what you're looking for, but something around those lines, venture capital or something around those lines that can help you build your product, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Something around those
lines.
Well,
there's one company that I did start talking with that can take it, you know, through market testing and, you know, making up prototypes and look at patenting. They can do all the research and the sales. They can take it out and do sales for you. But I don't know if they're the right person. I haven't talked to anybody else. I like them, but, you know, because I haven't really talked to anybody and people have said, oh, you know, they can scam you, and I'm just hesitant. So I don't know if I've found the right...
Oh, you're hesitant. This company, I think they're pretty legit. It's just they take forever to get anything done.
Well, it's a time-consuming process. Yeah.
I think they're pretty legit. It's just going to be a long time. But yeah. So yeah, I think you're in the right direction for that. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Well, thank you.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you. Thanks.
Bye.
Okay. I have area code 678. Whoa.
Hi.
You have your
name
and
Gina.
Question. Gina. Hello.
Hi. My first time calling.
Hi.
And I have two quick questions, but it's tied up to my career. The first one is I have a part-time job that's leaving as of March the 1st, and even though I have my full-time job, but that's a contract job, do you see another job coming that will replace both of them?
And you're looking right now, right? I hope so.
Right.
Yes. a couple months from now. It's going to be a big, I can't exactly say what kind of company it is, but it's a pretty big company. And I feel like they're in a hiring freeze right now, but whatever it is, it's local too. It's not that far away. And they're going to be opening up very soon for hiring. And it'd be a couple months.
It's not a government job, is it?
I don't think so. No,
okay.
This is private. It's, yeah, government's always hiring, aren't they?
Because when you say hire freeze, the only ones I know that have hire freeze.
Yeah, this place is it's a private company. I can't tell exactly what it is.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a pretty big company, and it's they're yeah, a couple months. I figure they'll let
up.
Yeah. But yeah, just keep your resumes out there and you'll stumble upon it pretty soon.
Okay, so you can't make out what kind of area it
not really.
Or whatever. Okay.
It might be a place that does several things. I'm not getting an exact detail of anything. But it feels like it's. They might do several type of things.
Okay,
so,
all in one. Okay.
But anyway.
And
yeah.
I mean, I just keep it because the reason why I asked that because I don't know if I apply for it or not. So just. But anyway.
Not yet. No, not yet.
Okay, not yet. Okay, and my other thing, I want to see about self-employment for me this year. Working out for me this year.
Self-employment this year.
Mm-hmm.
I think the end of the year something's going to work out. Yeah, little by little, end of this year, whatever you're working on right now is going to start happening at the end of the year. It'll be
mm-hmm.
a little. I mean, yeah. I think whatever you're doing, it feels like it's going to happen near the end of the year. Maybe.
Okay.
I'm not getting exact time.
Okay, well, because it's just with my passion and I wanted to see if I can do the self-employment this year because I kind of put it on the back burner because I had those two jobs. So now that I won't have the second job, I will focus more on trying to get myself out there. And it's a creative work.
Yeah,
so,
that is it. Yeah. I don't have an exact month, but it says the end of the year. You're gonna have it has to do with you. How you're gonna, it's free will. It's how you're gonna have everything together. But definitely the end of the year, you'll find something. Yeah, you'll get this going. So.
Okay. Okay. All right. Well, thank you.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
All right.
Bye
bye.
Bye bye. Okay, area code 313.
Hi.
Have your name and question.
Yes, Alicia. And my question is in regards to working from home.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I'm going to see if you could help me with deciding which career path to take. I have an idea of either be starting a business with a resume writing, working from home, or ebook writing, working from home also. I'm really more so interested in which one will be the most, will manifest, financially quicker
mm-hmm.
first. And also kind of like if that is also in alignment with my highest and greatest good.
Let's see, resume writing or ebook writing? Ebook writing, you're writing your own ebook or you're just writing someone else's ebook or how does that work exactly?
Well, I don't necessarily have a book developed right now, mm-hmm. but one of the options I can do is those older books that have gone out of copyright. I
mm-hmm.
can take those books and, turn them into ebooks, essentially,
Okay,
but, that nice. Kind of involves, doing, the research to see which one, which niche would be most profitable and what people are really looking for and what they're willing to pay for. So it's, that's that thing.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, the e-books, definitely. The resume, I think both of them will, but the e-books will do better. But, yeah, I think if you can do both somehow... But
mm-hmm.
ebooks definitely, yeah.
Hmm.
Whatever you have in mind is
yeah.
Definitely
see, that's the thing.
Work.
Like I have the idea of love the writing, but I just really have no idea what direction or what niche I want to or film would be best suited for me. You know what I mean? And that's kind of like one of the reasons why I've been kind of reluctant to go continue on down that path, because I just really wasn't sure, you know, on where to go, you know, what to do.
Well,
so,
I think you gotta follow your, well, you got to follow your own instinct on that, but I think whatever you figure out on your own is going to, I can't tell you that, but I think that's something that you can figure out on your own, and it will work, whatever, you know. My feeling is education, if that makes any sense, educational books. I don't know if that makes any sense. Maybe not.
Educational, like college educational,
yeah,
spiritual
something
education.
Like that. Yeah, something, yeah, anything educational.
Okay.
That might make, you know, that's just an idea, you know. That's the first thing that comes through, but yeah. Something that people need, you know what I mean? But,
mm-hmm.
you know. But I think you can figure it out on your own. But definitely the ebook thing will definitely. But yeah, resume writing is good too. I mean, you know, but the ebook's definitely going to go somewhere. So you got some. That's something you got to research and figure out on your own.
Okay.
I think you can do it though. You got to believe more in yourself, more in your instinct and everything. But I think you can do it. Yeah.
Cool.
So, yeah.
All right. Well,
okay.
Thank you so much.
Okay, welcome.
Bye-bye.
Okay, area code 562.
Hi,
whoa.
Good evening.
Good evening.
I'm calling from California, and I have a relationship question.
Okay.
My husband moved out of the country, and we still love each other, we still contact each other, but he doesn't mention anything about coming back or anything like that. So just wondering if you're picking up anything as to what is going to happen with our relationship. Is it going to get back on track or are we sure, you know, or is he thinking of splitting up altogether?
Do you have your name?
Alex?
Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't hear that. What was that?
Alex?
Give me a second. And you said you haven't heard from him for a long time?
No, no, we talk every day.
Oh, you talk every day.
By text, by Facebook, but...
Oh, okay.
You know, yeah, he's trying to find a job, and he's, you know, he doesn't really talk about the relationship at all. It's more like, hey, how are you? What'd you do? You know, we talk every day, but... Like, he doesn't mention anything about our relationship whatsoever.
Yeah, he's got a lot going on right now, so. Whatever he's going through. I think once he gets through it, maybe, but I don't know. He's changing as a person, so. So, I don't. It's up to him. I don't think so. He's moved on. I don't know. But does that make any sense? Or at least for that regard, at least for relationship wise, or for friendship, it seems to be.
Mhm.
So.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you.
But, I mean, you can always talk to him. Have you ever talked to him about it? Or any?
Yeah, he's just. He says he's still heartbroken and dealing with it, but, you know, he wants me to move on. And so I'm just thinking, well, you know, if you're heartbroken, it's because you still care. You know what I mean? If you don't care about somebody, you wouldn't be heartbroken.
Yeah.
It's like getting mixed signals, and it doesn't make any sense to me.
Yeah, so.
All right.
Well,
thank you, though.
Okay. All right. Okay. Thanks. Bye-bye. Okay, let's see, we got 5 more minutes. Okay, 561, you're still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Well, yeah, sorry about that.
No, no problem.
I know, I'm just, it's kind of an off night, too. All right, let me see if I can read anything from you. I'm sorry about that. Yeah, I'm having an off night, too, so it's, I'm doing the best I can. After all this, after all that energy from other people, hopefully I can break out of wherever I'm in. Yeah, you guys don't want me to know anything. And you said something about career, right?
Yeah.
What will you have for career? I'm just gonna rattle this off. Arts don't make it. Does that make any sense? No.
Mm-mm.
Doesn't make any sense at all. Not even a little bit, or
a little bit.
A little bit. Are you in an artistic town at all? I mean, you don't have to be artistic to have a job. I mean, you don't have to be.
I'm artistic. I'm creative.
You are or not?
I am.
You are. Okay. Good. So
but
we're getting somewhere.
But as a hobby.
But as a hobby. Okay. As a hobby. Huh. As a hobby. Well, that's strange. I mean, I'm feeling that's something that you can. This might not make any sense, but it feels like. I mean, is it? I don't know exactly what it is, but is it like paintings and stuff, or drawings, or anything like that, or
no?
I don't know what kind of art is it. I have to ask.
I mean, I create stuff, but not with paints and stuff. Yeah.
Well, let's put it this way. The feeling I'm getting, whatever it is that you are creating, I think you can do something with that as for making money. I don't know, that might make sense to you, but that's what I'm getting. Does that make any sense? No. But as for a career, I don't know. The art seems to be a good place. I don't know. Let's put it this way. I feel like you're. I mean, maybe I'm not making any sense. It feels like you're cutting yourself short. You can do it. Maybe I'm wrong, but it feels like you can. Does that make any sense? At all? No.
Kind of.
I mean, it makes sense that I don't. You say you make stuff. I mean, you have. Can I get more details on that? Exactly what it is, or.
Like gift sets, whatever. I just see something in my mind just go crazy and I make stuff or design stuff, you know.
Well, it feels like that what you're, that, let's put it this way, that stuff seems like that can, you can make a money from that. I mean, you have that and you have to just, you know, put your mind to it, and I think you can actually make a career out of it. Hopefully that makes. But as for a job, I mean, as a job, I mean, like a, just to make money, and you want a job where you at least somewhat passionate with, or obviously, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm partially in the arts too. I haven't gone anywhere with it, but anyway, and I just get a job just to pay the bills. I don't really care. You have to have some passion for it, right?
Yeah.
Okay. But like I said, the art stuff, definitely don't put that in a corner. You definitely have you have something there that you can do something with it. That's what I'm getting. Whatever you're like, oh, it's no big deal, but actually it is a big deal what you can do. So that aside, yeah, it shows that anybody's still recording. That's why it's hard for me to pinpoint where you can go as for career. Because it feels like whatever you feel like. Whatever you feel like that will work for you, that is something that, you know, something that you're slightly interested in, that is something that will work as a career. As for exactly what it is, I'm not getting anything on that. I don't know if office work, does that make any sense? No. I'm running out of jobs. Yeah, give me a second. What about animals? Does that make any sense?
No.
No, really? Really? You don't like animals? Not at all? Give me a second. I'm going to. Is there anything that you have any passion for? I mean, job-wise, can you just name off something that you're like somewhat curious of? I need some detail. I need a little bit from you.
I'm in the healthcare field.
Healthcare. You know, I didn't mention that, did I? I mentioned accounting, but that has nothing to do with healthcare. But actually, it can. But you're not much in numbers anyway, right?
No. Unless I'm counting my money.
Health, is this something that you already have school for, or just?
I have school.
What do you mean, as for like an area in healthcare, or?
Yeah.
Like an area. As for where? Okay. I guess, you know, I'm surprised I didn't come up earlier about that. I'm surprised I pick on that. I'm thinking like a small, like a doctor's office type of thing. That would be something good for you to be at, you know.
Not my forte.
Not your forte? God, yeah, you're a tough one to read, that's for sure. All right, give me a second. Yeah, give me a couple of seconds, because I'm not getting it. Yeah, your guide is really just not into giving me anything. I'm surprised they gave me what they gave me, just the thing about the arts. I'm surprised I got that. At least I got something. Something in the nursing field. Does that sound right? I don't know.
Yeah.
That does?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. Something in the nursing, you're assisting people, and yeah. So, yeah, definitely. Yeah, I don't know why your guides are just like, just they're thing about guides, they don't want, you know, they don't want to be you to be read, you know, that's the same with a lot of people. They don't want, you know, they're like, they guard you from people like me reading you, which is fine. man, they just don't want anything to come through at all, which is good. I mean, that's a good, they're protecting you, so that's a good thing. But man, I never hit a block like that before. Not like that. Yeah, nursing. You said you're already going to school for it, right? Or you already have school for it?
Sorry.
I mean, you said you already have schooling for this, or you're going into it, or?
I have schooling.
School, yeah. Nursing. I think it'll take a couple of years for you to actually get your, for it to get going. But yeah. Once you get into the field and everything, yeah, it'd definitely be a good career. As long as you, stick with it. Yeah. But yeah, something on the nurse, yeah. So. Does that help anything? Okay. Or? Sorry about that.
Yeah.
Sorry about the. But that didn't help. Did that help anything?
Yeah.
I hope.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, sorry about the slowness of everything, but I'm kind of off today anyway. So, all right, well, good luck. If you want to call back again, feel free. So, okay, thank you.
All right,
thanks. All right, bye. Okay, that was it for tonight. And I'm going to give this a shot, see if this works.